Hello. It's been a while, and I have something to share with you today, because it's important. You knew I'd say that, didn't you? The title of today's entry is The Trouble with Good Men, The Fear Factor. In most households that are relatively functional, the mother is the primary teacher and disciplinarian. The first object of love and attention for the newborn is mommy's face. The first sounds the baby hears and recognizes is the mother's heartbeat and her voice. Yes, moms have a huge responsibility that only too often goes to another when women leave their babies with caregivers. This is a subject for another time, however. Today, let's talk about good men and the troubles that can arise. Okay, enter baby boy. Tiny, precious, and easy to adore. His little fingers play with her hair, and his fresh and open eyes gaze forever deeply into the eyes of his mommy. Soon, he smiles and immediately recognizes her boundless joy. He has the power to make her happy with just a smile or a well-timed gurgle. Even though his first words may be dada, his mommy is truly his first love. She holds and rocks and feeds and cleans and smiles and maybe even sings to him. And all is once again well with his little soul because his mommy is happy. Science tells us that a person's character and personality is completely formed in the first 6 years of life. The input from mother can make or break that child's future. For little boys especially, the love of mother is so important. All he wants those first few years is to see her smile and know he has contributed to her happiness. All he desires is to please her, his first and lasting love. Then he spills something. He falls and cries. Mom is not happy. He is afraid. He's made a mistake. He's hurt his first love and he feels horrible inside. Then he turns two and the terrible years begin to unfold. Mom's nerves are on edge and he feels like he's always in her way. More and more days are spent away from his first love as mom retreats to find some peace and quiet, and he feels like it's all his fault for being a bad little boy. And fear that she will be gone forever grips his little lonely heart. Maybe if he makes her a pretty picture, or learns his colors or how to count, she'll smile in his direction once again, and he will heal inside. Every fiber of his little being, every waking moment, his deepest desire is to please her, to see her smile at him, and know once again that he's loved. Now, time with dad and siblings, when available, helps to buffer the intensity. But under the surface of each 24 hours is the inborn drive to make his mommy happy again. A note to readers, or in this case, hearers, that are mommies of little boys. Please be mindful of how you live and how you treat your little darling. It matters. So, through all the years, this little boy grows and learns to cope with life and others. He still has his first love tucked inside his heart, and his longing to please her really never diminishes. Remember that this whole concept is predicated upon the relatively functional family unit. Children raised in daycare or absent parents or children that are, God forbid, abused and hurt deeply, they have to live with a whole complex psyche, and counseling is definitely recommended to help them through the rough spots. But back to the model of our good little boy. Teen years hit, and girls suddenly become very interesting creatures. Hormones begin to flood the brain, and desires rise, but one special girl stands out. Our good boy, or man, keeps himself and chooses a bride. Yes, he leaves his father and his mother, and he bonds to his new first love. This is God's plan, and it is marvelous. Inside every man, however, hides that little boy, afraid of making a mistake. A little boy gripped by fear that his love will leave and never return. Deep inside them is a little boy longing for the smile of approval, the happy little laugh and the warm embrace of his love. The wise wife, without mothering him, will respect his inborn need to please, and she will assure him daily of her joy and approval of him as her provider, her friend, her protector, a man that is her love. So the trouble with good men is that deep inside they're afraid of women. They're afraid of us showing displeasure or corrections. They retreat to their work or the golf course as often as they can to avoid the sharp eyes of scorn they so deeply fear. Sometimes their fear drives them into horrible sin, compounding the fear of disapproval even more. Ladies, please don't criticize him. Please recognize your power for good or ill in your home and in your marriage. Respect and honor the love of your life by letting him talk and rest and enjoy you. Maybe you could sing, but your smile of approval, your little laugh, your relaxed nature will make him happy as he sees that you are happy. When you give back the happiness that he has given to you, the reciprocal relationship is like a beautifully balanced teeter-totter. Sometimes one of you may be up, sometimes the other one up. Sometimes one's down, sometimes the other's down. But it's balanced on that fulcrum of shared respect. And that is generated by the wife. I'm sorry to say it, but we absolutely have the power to control the tone in our homes. We have more power than you could ever imagine. But when it's wielded with a sword of love and truth and kindness and respect, ah, the rewards are so, so great. So ladies, rock that little boy inside him and hold him close. Look deeply into his eyes and smile often. Let him know how grateful you are and how he pleases you. I mean, after all, wouldn't you want your little boy to grow up and have a love like that? Think about it. And I share this with you because I love you, but I also share this with you because, yeah, you know, because it's important. God bless you.